If I told you to visualize a red star, this is what most people will see. But this is what I see. No image, no color, no shape. I will only be able to think of the concept of a star. And that is what aphantasia is like. My name is Trevon. I'm an artist and I have aphantasia. I didn't know that I had aphantasia for most of my life until I chanced upon a Reddit test in 2021. And that's when I realized, oh, maybe something is different with me. When people find out that I'm an artist and I have aphantasia, sometimes they're just a bit stunned. So can you imagine, for example, if you have aphantasia, right? So is it even possible that you make art or visual art with aphantasia? And I think it is when you answer those more difficult questions that you really unpack what it means to make art and what it means to imagine. So not having mental visual imagery doesn't mean there's no visual thinking, right? As I'm working and iterating, I'm always looking at the images and also feeling, right? Feeling things like its weight, contrast, balance, and proportion. I think a lot of our assumptions of art making and imagination is very visual based. And my experience has taught me that it's much more than that. The way that I think is different from most, I am very comfortable with the unseen and the abstract. Even without mental imagery inside me, there's a lot of world outside me. So in general, I try to observe, and then I try to learn, and I try to reflect. So I think I remember things from my past through what sensations I felt then, and also what feelings I felt then. So in 1996, when my family and I were living in Indonesia, there was a really big flood, right? And we needed to leave our house to vacate to higher grounds. So I cannot remember in my mind what the floods looked like, but I can remember the sensations of the flood water being very high. I think something that I try to recall quite often is also what my house in Jakarta looked like. This is flood damage plus a bunch of organisms plus germs plus time. You can see how it is not just image that is obscured, but a kind of a new image is being formed. I think that's what I find very poetic about it. So from 2022 to 2024, I was an artist in residence at National Gallery Singapore's Calm Room. And for that, I did a project that explored aphantasia. And I realized that perhaps the flood damage photos could also be an inspiration for the project, because both aphantasia and the flood damage photos are about an absence of image. So the question I really wanted to explore and ask is, how do you think, live, remember in the absence of seeing and in the absence of images? So on top of visual art, I also do different kinds of art. I compose music, I work in performing arts. And I think what aphantasia teaches me is that the world can be captured and expressed in so many different ways. After I learned that I have aphantasia, nothing changed, but everything made sense. And I think in general, I'm in an age of trying to figure out and accept what my strengths and weaknesses are, and also appreciate that of others, right? So sometimes people ask me, do you wish you do not have aphantasia? Or do you wish that you have mental imagery? And in general, even though there is a curiosity, I don't feel like it's a loss, right? I think it is possible to admire without envy.